coif is perhaps now the most recognised cultural symbol of Brittany in many ways. It's become regionally, nationally and internationally famous in advertising, tourism and commercial products. The problem is that that is the coif of one particular part of Brittany. And in fact, the coif depended on each community, had their own style, their own history, their own development. And it's very much about local and personal identity and pride. The coif that is the most popular and has kind of overridden all the others is from Pays Bigouden, the southwest corner of Brittany. Finistère, south of Quimper, the main town is Pont-l'Abbé. And on the opposite side, on the Atlantic coast, if you drive through Ports-Pourhen, you will pass a great statue of a Bigouden woman with the great tall, towering lace coif, which is so famous. So that area of Brittany is where this coif that has taken over all the others comes from. Now, there's a story attached to it, a very famous story, which requires a little bit of history. In 1675, the revolt of the Papier-Timbray, otherwise known as the Bonnet Rouge, took place particularly in Western Brittany. It became a revolt of peasants against their overlords, the nobles. Many manors were burnt. Nobles were actually murdered by peasants. And Louis XIV decreed the most savage punishments, executing very many of the peasants involved, but also the symbolic punishment of cutting off the towers of many chapels in the area as a punishment for ringing the bells to summon the peasants to rebellion. And you can still see that in places like Lambourg in Pont-l'Abbé to this day, the chapel with the tower cut off. And the story is that the resilient and courageous women of Pays Bigouden raised their previously flat headdresses into great lace towers to symbolise the lost towers of the chapels. Now, this, of course, is not true at all, but it's a very good story, and it partly accounts for this great popularity of this very showy coif that, in the early part of the 20th century, actually reached its height of between 30 and 40 centimetres. And as I said at the beginning, this Pays Bigouden coif has taken over as a symbol of the whole of Brittany, but nothing could be further from the truth, as I think Marie-Laure is going to tell us now.